The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them, so that they should not understand it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now let's, for a few moments this morning, maybe go through the first reading. A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes contains a lot of facts and wisdom. You know, a lot of wisdom, and it applies to every one of us. And it's about, in some ways, it's very sad if you kind of misinterpret it. So I'll try and interpret some bits for you. So it's kind of saying, rejoice if you're young, while you are young, and let your hearts be glad that you are young. Well, few of us, you know, have done that, really. You know, go back to when you were young. You were always looking forward. You were waiting for the next thing to happen. And today, you'll find there are probably more psychological difficulties and more unhappiness among a lot of our young people than among our older people, and if you have the right attitude to life. So it goes on, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, and the years approach of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Well, old age, and many of us, and probably many of you listening to me this morning, are in that category. It's not a bad time. It's not a bad time in life. Because reflect back. So reflect back when I was half my age, or when I was 40. And when I was 40, I was a lot less happier than I am now. I had probably more worries, worried about this and that and the other things. And today, I don't have all those worries. So, which is the best part of life? And what the book of Ecclesiastes is saying, every part of our life is part of God's plan. And when we see it as part of God's plan, it changes everything for us. Now, you smile when I interpret some of these things for you. He says, and the years approach of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Before the sun is darkened, and the light and the moon and the stars, while the clouds return after the rain. But the sun is darkened is about your hair going from dark to gray and then to white. As you can see, I am wearing a white wig this morning. And then, when the guardians of the house tremble and the strong men are bent. When the guardian of the house tremble refers to, I suppose, some of the aches and pains that accompany old age. And the grinders are idle because they are few. What's that referring to? It's referring to teeth. Many older people don't have all their teeth, or maybe false ones. So, and the grinders are idle because they are few. So maybe you're having difficulty in chewing and masticating your food. When the doors to the street are shut and the sounds of the mill is low. When one waits for the chip of a bird, but all, and you don't hear it. That's talk, that's about, you know, you become hard of hearing. And one fears heights, very, very true, fear going up and down the stairs, and perils in the street. And so it goes on like that. But now, it's not to make us sad, because what are we suffering for if we are not happy with where we are in life? Why is that? Because we have not got rid of our illusions, and that is what makes us really unhappy. Because most of us live as if we're never going to die. And when you live up to, when you accept reality, because this is what the book of Ecclesiastes is about, accepting reality. And if you see, I see everything that happens in my life as part of God's beautiful plan. And so I'm quite happy with whatever comes. Am I enjoying the present moment with the pandemic and the lockdown and everything? Well, no, not really. But I'm not unhappy, because somehow or other, maybe this was needed. Hopefully, we'll come out of this a lot better, stronger, facing up more to reality. That's what life is all about, being facing up to reality, accepting the real, rather than being full of illusions about how things should be, rather than accepting things as they are. And there's one little bit. Then, in the end, it says, and this is important, and the dust returns to the earth as it once was, and the life breath returns to God. Well, that refers to the first thing: we are made from dust. But what gives us life is the breath of God. And what happens? The moment you're born, you begin to breathe. And what's the last thing you do before you die? What do people say? She's gone, he's gone. Why do we say that? Because they no longer breathe. So the real life in me is the breath of God. And I did a little meditation on that this morning. So if you just think of that, when I breathe in, I'm breathing in the life of God, God's love, God's beauty, everything about God into my soul. And when I breathe out, I'm giving thanks to God for everything he has given me. And then comes the next breath, and that's the life of God. And that's what we ought to concentrate on and be thankful for, and enjoy and live each day to the best of our ability.